How many of you would have had the nerve to give orders to build a house like Royal Arch and then go straight to Europe?
I know, I can't imagine that.
Well, Fred, if they were in the foundation part, well, I don't think you have to watch it every single day, do you? Those great walls.
I think a whole lot of pictures were sent to father and mother in Europe that summer.
Yeah.
But John Marshall did it, Freddie. And his house was made to open on the wrong side. It was the position of it was changed without his knowledge.
So the front, his house?
John, on the corner of 9th and Marshall Streets in Richmond. When he came back, he found his front door was not on the street he intended.
Well, first place, I think they were very courageous to move up to the top of a mountain in 1903 to buy a house then when the means of locomotion were somewhat limited. And we used to start packing 2 weeks ahead to go to Royal Arch, to pack trunks, to go up there for 3 months. And then we'd start and leave the house to get the 1:30 train. We'd leave the house in the carriage at 12:30, something like that, to get all these children on the train, get to Afton at 5:30 and be met by the carriage with horses and take an hour to drive 2 miles.
Don't you remember the chickens?
So, I mean, if you're that remote from everything, I think it was right remarkable to go to the top of the
mountain. We had more time in those days.
Don't you think so? And they were not old. I mean, they were not old enough to feel that it was peaceful. Mother loved the view, and she loved being cool, but to go up there with four children, young children, to live that far away from everything was